you stand up right now. I know that somebody here tonight ain't gonna stand. Oh, if you didn't know God's been good to you, I want you to stand up right now and bow your head and pray with me. Oh, Heavenly Father, I'd like to call upon your name tonight. Somebody needs you, Lord. Somebody standing here needs you right now, Lord. Somebody needs you for one thing. Somebody needs you for another. Somebody needs you for a sister. Somebody needs you for a brother, Lord. Somebody's better down that time. Oh, Lord, stop by tonight. Oh, Lord, stop by making all the glory tonight. Oh, somebody worried, cause the children won't do right no more. Somebody got children on those, Lord. Somebody got children in the hospital. Somebody got children in the jailhouse. But Lord, I know you have all power. All power in your hand tonight. All power in your hand. Somebody worried about the mother. Somebody worry about the father. Somebody worry about greatness. Everybody tonight. But I know God ever heal us. Lord, if we ever needed you, Lord, we need you right now. We need it for so much dope in the world, Lord. So much crack people are taking every day. So many homes been torn up. So many jobs been lost. Dope is taking over our country, Lord. But I know you got the power. You got the power in your hand tonight.
Like a feeling, I'm telling you, prayer.
Somebody needs to know.
Oh, prayer.
Oh, prayer, yeah. Hour. I hope everyone is having a great and marvelous morning. Be sure to be safe out there. By all means, please do not text while driving once you arrive safely to your destination. At this time, we're going to like to acknowledge the one that's celebrating birthdays today. We wish you a happy birthday, a great and marvelous celebration today. Also, if you're celebrating an anniversary, a new marriage announcement, or an engagement, we congratulate you on that also. At this time, we're going to do our birthday song for the one that's celebrating birthdays today. And the next song you hear will be coming from Douglas Miller. Tune into the Rainbow Voice Network where we deliver the distinct variety with this smooth flow.
Lord. He has prepared. But if the storm don't cease, and if the wind keep on blowing, the waves and the currents that seem so fierce, but in the word of God, I've got an anchor, and it keeps me steadfast and unmovable.
My soul and I can't. Yeah.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Rainbow Voice Network News. I am Kel Marvette reporting. Our first news is coming from the Vatican. Catholic bishops vote down vaguely pro-gay document. After all that hoopla for nothing, after writing and later criticizing a document that suggested LGBT people had, quote, gifts and qualities, end quote, to offer Catholics, a group of bishops rejected the document. This isn't terribly surprising. Church officials took to the defensive as soon as conservatives spoke out against their document, showing that they didn't really believe what they were saying, rather than considering gays as individuals who had gifts to offer the church. The revised paragraph referred to homosexuality as one of the problems Catholic families have to confront. It said, quote, people with homosexual tendencies must be welcomed with respect and delicacy, end quote. But repeated church teachings that marriage is only between man and woman, end quote. I mean, the paragraph failed to reach the two-thirds majority needed to pass. Two other paragraphs concerning the other hot-button issues as the Synod of Bishops, whether divorced and civilly remarried Catholics can receive communion, also failed to pass. In other news, we have some sad and alleged news of a Filipino trans woman allegedly murdered by U.S. Marine. Jennifer Law, a trans Filipino woman, was allegedly killed last week by a U.S. Marine who was in the Philippines as part of a military exercise. According to various reports, Jennifer was out with a friend and another person, a foreigner with military-style haircut, end quote. So presumably the suspect, Private First Class Joseph Scott Penniman, they returned to the hotel together, and Law's friend says she was worried about how the other person would react when he found out they were trans. Law was later found strangled to death in the hotel. Penniman is currently in custody. There have been protests in both the U.S. and in the Philippines demanding justice for Law and an end to the continued presence of U.S. troops in the Philippines. On the 14th, around 40 protesters showed up and burned an American flag outside the U.S. Embassy in Manila to show that they would not stand by silently. They waved flags and held signs that read, quote, U.S. troops out now, end quote, and, quote, no to U.S. bases in PH, end quote. Quickly, Hope Marinan, leader of a Filipino trans and lesbian group, said that this crime is, quote, just so abominable. It's one of the worst hate crimes I've seen, and demanded that an arrest be made. So often with murders of an attacks on trans women of color, the police refuse to call it a hate crime or even arrest a suspect and bring charges. However, after the protest, the U.S. Marine is now being held and has been charged with murder of Jennifer Law. Private First Class Joseph Penniman is currently in U.S. custody, but a senior Philippine official said the Philippine government wants to take custody of him and that this case could damage the military relationship between U.S. and the Philippines. In other news, We have news of high school shut down performance of Almost Marine because of sexual innuendos. At a high school in North Carolina, administrators have canceled a performance of Almost Maine because one storyline includes same-sex interests. Almost Maine is one of the most regularly performed plays in high school. In one song, two guys are shown falling in love in a scene that includes neither physical contact nor graphic language. But for the principal at Maiden High School, that didn't matter. Two men falling for each other was enough to merit calling off the play. Quote, our faculty and staff are still in review of potential performances to be conducted by our students this fall, end quote, wrote Robert Bliss, the school's principal, in a statement. Quote, at this time, no final decision has been made regarding whether what drama performances are to be presented this fall. In regards to the request for students to perform the play Almost Maine, careful review and consideration was given to the contents of this play. The play contains sexual explicit overtones and multiple sexual innuendos that are not aligned with our mission and educational objectives. As principal of Maiden High School, I have an obligation to ensure that all material, including drama performances, is appropriate and educationally. And educationally sound for students of all ages, end quote. Students at Maiden High School have created an online petition in an effort to change principal's decision, which came shortly after federal judge struck down North Carolina's ban on same-sex marriage. This concludes our news segment. We'd like to thank you for joining us for the Rainbow Voice Network News. Stay tuned for the Morning Variety Show, which airs next.
We stand just a get down? Tell me, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? What you gonna do? You wanna get down? What you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me.
Yes, may I speak to Joanne? Oh, no, this is not Yolanda, darling. You may not know who I am, but the name is Shirley. Miss Brown to you. You see, I am the originator of the message you're trying to bring. I don't want to tell you and Yolanda a thing or two about my man. You see, ain't no need of you girls sweating each other about somebody that don't belong to either one of you. You see, he's still mine. Always have been, always will be, until the end of time. Yeah, I heard you bragging about that little beat-up Volkswagen I saw you riding in. Girl, please, I'm pushing a Mercedes-Benz. And I heard you talking about that little stuff, you what he likes and you the food he eats. I don't think so, darling. You see, because I give my man a full-course meal every night, something to fill him up and satisfy his appetite. And I can see why you and Yolanda ain't got no man. Y'all too busy playing Star 6-9 games. And it really don't make much difference how you're taking this. I just want you to remember one thing. Woman to woman, you ain't woman enough to take my man. Now you check this out. Woo. You're wasting your time. About my position, and girl, let me tell you, you ain't even no competition. You see, there's a difference between a girl and a woman, and there's just one thing I want you to understand. Oh, you ain't. Please hear.
Good morning, everyone. You're tuned into the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel, the morning variety show. It is 28 minutes after the hour. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this morning. It's time for us to have our comedy break. Our featured comedian this morning is Kevin Hart.
If you're my best friend, I shouldn't have to ask you to lie for me. I shouldn't have to ask your permission for me to put you in my lot. You know why? Because you're my best fucking friend, bitch. That's your job. The day that we sign up and say that we best friends, that means that my bullshit is your bullshit. And your bullshit is my bullshit. If you're my real best friend, you should know that I need you to lie for me by the look on my face. If I'm looking at you and I'm not blinking, if I'm like this, that's a goddamn sign. That means the bitch got to drop on us. My back is against the wall. This is not a test. It's the real deal. Help me. Help me. Nigga. Help me. My friend Harry ignored all signs, okay? Let me tell you how shit hit the fan. I come in the house, right? I come in the house at like 4 in the morning. I'm drunk, people. Drunk as shit. I have no balance. I'm all over the place. I'm rocking back and forth. As soon as I walk in the house, she wakes up, she goes off. You know what? I'm sick of this. I know you're probably out with some bitch. You're probably messing with some bitch. Now I'm drunk. I don't want to respond because I don't have any balance. I'm rocking back and forth. You don't look believable when you're rocking back and forth. So I had to choose a stance in which I look believable. So I chose this. I said, let me tell you something. Listen to me. Wasn't nobody with no bitch, okay? You're wrong. Matter of fact, to prove you wrong, I'm going to call Harry. Harry not expecting me to call right now, so Harry don't have no reason to lie. And I'm going to put it on speakerphone, about to make you feel stupid. Watch this. Watch how fucking stupid you feel. Watch. Watch this. Harry. Harry. Real quick. Don't lie. Let's stop right there. Let's just stop right there for a second. What does that mean? What does that mean, people? Lie. It means lie. Right now. I mean, the bitch got to drop on us. My back is against the wall. This is not a test. It's the real deal. Help me. Help me. Nigga. Help me. Harry ignored all signs. I'm going to tell you exactly what Harry said. I said, Harry, real quick, don't lie. Where are we coming from right now? He said, man, you was with that bitch with the fat ass. What? Oh, no. No, 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 no. Oh, no. No, 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 no. Yo. I was so fucking scared. I was so scared. I mean, this bitch gonna kill me. She gonna fucking kill me. See, but I'm saying something. I'm not mad at Harry. The reason I'm not mad at Harry is because Harry has done some dumb shit, but I understand who he is. See, Harry might be the smartest, dumbest friend that I've ever had in my life, okay? Let me tell you the dumbest thing that Harry's ever done. Harry invented a code for us to use to let each other know when we were around our women. Basically, if somebody used a code, it means don't say anything stupid. You might be on speakerphone. Don't say nothing dumb. The phone might be loud enough so my girl can hear whatever it is you're saying. It means don't say anything that could jeopardize our relationship. The code was, man, I'm hungry as shit. That's cold, people. Man, I'm hungry as shit. Here's what pissed me off about the code. Harry invented the fucking code. So there's no reason why Harry should ever mess with the code. Here's how Harry messes it up. I'm in the car with my lady. I'm driving. She in the passenger seat. Harry calls me. I'm in the car. I got the Bluetooth shit in the car. So my phone rings. The whole car rings. Harry's name pops up on the dashboard. I answer. What up, boy? Kev, what's going on? Ain't shit. This I knew the conversation was about to take time for the worst. This I knew it was about to get filthy. He said, nigga. Harry. Hey. man, I'm hungry as shit. He said, I'm not. I just ate. Wait. Wait. Harry. Woo. Harry. Woo. Harry. I said, man, I'm hungry as shit. He said, yo, you should go to Subway and get the footlong for $5. What the fuck? I said, man, I'm hungry as shit. He said, oh, that must mean you ready to eat these white bitches. What? Oh, no. No, 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 no. No, no, no. I ain't eat no white bitch. I ain't eat no white bitches. I never did. Oh, my God, no. Oh, no. I fucking kill y'all, man. Get fired on these bitches again.
I'm sleeping into bed. wonder if I bring the two of them together, would they fuss or fight? Or would they get in that bed and love me all night? I know I'm asking for too much, but I'm tired of jumping in and out of two. I better go visit some friends of mine that've been in the same situation. I better go see William, baby. I said, William, my heart is divided in two. What should I do? And it was William say, try to love too. So ain't easy to do. When you try to love too, sure ain't easy to do. Then I ease on down to Miss Denise LaSalle. I said, Denise, I'm in love with you. What should I do? Denise, the call, I wish I could help you. But I'm trapped by the thing called love. Yes, I am. Then I ease on down to Marvin. And Marvin, I'm in love with you. What should I do? Marvin say, call, I'm stuck. I'm stuck in the middle. I said, Marvin, I need your help. Can't you see I'm stuck? I'm stuck in the middle.
Thank you. going to take you now to Chicago, where this past weekend at least 52 people were shot, 8 of them killed in a wave of violence.
That was my best friend. Oh, I can't say nothing. She was pregnant. Oh my God.
See, as we go through life, the sun rises in the east. But in their lives, there are lies in the skies, and numbers rise and deceased. This complex belief of two fists hitting two eyes to despise one another. See, I dream to see the same two arms learn to become the purpose of a fully functional hug. Violence replaced with love, one that springs growth, reminiscing about the dangerous scenes of the past can allow a new path. So shift into gear, the future is near. We are great beings, the bright future is here. We were birthed on this earth with one mouth and two ears, so take a moment and listen. Too much injustice turned into violence. Hatred's outspoken. We need a moment of silence. Listen. Listen to the cry of our city. The request. The request from the north, south, east, and west. A whole hand of five fingers sacrificed for the signal of only two. Two for the signal of peace. The signal of peace to be released and spread to the streets to overcome the violence for relief. The light is green, so go. Go towards a destination of fertile land. Understand. You could substitute the stripes, but begin with yourself. Sacrifice.
have to be afraid of what you are. There's an answer if you reach into your soul, and the sorrow that you know will melt away. And then a hero comes along with the strength to carry on, and you catch your fear.
Change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.